It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the Refreshing Way.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless each one of you this morning. It is Monday, and Monday the 13th. May God bless each one of you today. We're going to be studying the Word together, and we thank God for your presence here with us. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this day of creation. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to spend together as we open up your word. Now we ask for your spirit to come and teach us what we need to know. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit. And as always, we pray to grow in grace and in wisdom, gaining knowledge and understanding, being able to share it with others. It's what we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, we are in our second day of our fast, and it's a blessing. I hope that you are spending more time with God, hearing his voice, speaking to your heart. Let's continue to pray for one another. Pray for ourselves. Pray for one another. Pray for the ministry. Pray for our friends that are confined. Let's pray for the guidance that the Lord will show us exactly every step what to do in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It's time for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
It's about time for the coming.
Amen, brothers and sisters. Let's just go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you very much for this day. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Please be with us as we teach today and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who are just joining us, we do a fast here at Torso Ministry 4 times a year. This is our fall fast, and we hope that you're going to take these 7 days and do more prayer. If nothing else, do more prayer. Pray more. And we pray that you'll be blessed as you hear God's voice speaking to you. It's time for us to do some soul searching and ask God to help us to be that people that have his name written in our foreheads. Amen. We have to be like him. Be like Jesus. This my song in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus. How long? All day long I would be like Jesus. We're studying Daniel 11, and our topic today is relating to, because we always pull a spiritual lesson. If we don't pull a spiritual lesson from this, what good is it? We're talking about Tiberius Caesar. But Tiberius Caesar was known to destroy anyone that got in his way, anyone that threatened his authority, anyone that might want a peaceful transfer of power, anybody that he even possibly suspected might not be giving him 100% loyalty. Brothers and sisters, there is a spirit of Satan that many people have. They have it in the church. Sometimes people have this spirit of Satan in their marriage. And if I don't get my way, I'm just going to make hell for you. And if I don't get my way, I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to do that. You know, brothers and sisters, we've got the spirit of Satan and the spirit of Tiberius. Let's read what it says in Daniel chapter 11, verse 21. Now, we had already, remember, we started to talk about, let's just go back for review. And we learned in verse 18, after this, he shall turn his face unto the isles and shall take many. That was Julius Caesar. But a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. Without his own approach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. His associate, his protege, his deputy, his vice, as it would be like a vice president, was Mark Antony. And Mark Antony did a lot of the dirty work back home for Julius Caesar while he was away conquering. So this is what this is talking about. He would turn his face toward the isle, but a prince for his own behalf shall cause the reproach offered by him to cease. He would veto everything the Senate would propose that would check the power of Julius Caesar. And without his own approach, he shall cause it to turn upon him. Then they ended up turning on Mark Antony. Then he shall turn his face toward the fort of his own land, but he shall stumble and fall and not be found. So in Julius Caesar died. Then shall stand up in his estate a raiser of taxes. Well, he was succeeded by Caesar Augustus. He was also called Octavian, but he took the name Caesar Augustus. In the glory of the kingdom, but within few days, he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle. So he did not die of assassination. He didn't have anger. He did not die in a battle. He actually died of natural causes. However, as he was dying, he actually promoted one of his sons named Agrippa to be his successor. But Agrippa died. Now, did he die mysteriously? I don't know. But his wife had a son, which would have been Caesar Augustus's stepson, and his name was Tiberius, and he was known as an evil, vile man. And when his wife, that's Caesar Augustus's wife, which is Tiberius's mother, asked if Tiberius could be on the throne, the record states that Caesar Augustus said, this boy is too vile to carry, to wear this purple robe of kingship. He was too vile. So he said no. As he got older and sicker and older and sicker, you know, the wife kind of pulled on him and pulled on his string, and she encouraged her son to kind of get himself together, put on his Sunday best, and start acting right. And so he pretended to be upright, but he was vile. He didn't change his heart. He just did it to look right for his mother and so that she could convince Caesar Augustus. And then as in his weakened state, Caesar Augustus named Tiberius as his successor. The Bible says in verse 21, and in his estate shall stand up a vile person, Go look at history. He's considered a vile, profligate, evil tyrant, brothers and sisters. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person. I'm going to show it to you from the Bible. To whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom. The people did not respect Tiberius, although he was recognized as the king, or as the emperor, whatever they called him. But he shall come in peaceably, meaning he will, you know, he didn't have to conquer. He was just handed it over as a successor by Caesar Augustus in his weakened state. Came in peaceably, and obtained the kingdom by flattery. And with the arms of a flood, they shall be overflown. That means they would be, let me get the exact phraseology. Hold on, let me see. Swept away from before him and shall be broken. Yea, also the prince of the covenant. Brothers and sisters, it was at the birth of Jesus. Remember, we read it to you in Luke. In Luke chapter 2, I believe it was. Luke 1 or 2, I forget. But it said that Mary and Joseph came, and Joseph, at the time of that Caesar Augustus was raising the taxes, just like Daniel 11 said, they came to Bethlehem to pay their taxes, okay? Mary being with child, there was no room in the inn. She had to give birth in a manger. All this is in Daniel 11 because the prince of the covenant came. But notice, this is the prince of the covenant being broken. So it was during the reign of Tiberius, after Caesar Augustus, the one who raised the taxes, died. He died during the time of Christ. Then Tiberius took over. Now, brothers and sisters, you will remember that Pilate wanted to release Jesus. Remember that? But the Jews said some things to him. You see, Tiberius was such a vile man that everybody was afraid of him. And if there was even a whisper that you might not be obeying his dictates, or that you might be trying to do something to overthrow him, or there's another king, like as in the king of the Jews. And if Pilate was accused of supporting the king of the Jews, a king outside of Tiberius Caesar, that was unheard of. So look at what the Bible says now that you have this understanding. The Bible says in John 19:15, that when they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him, Pilate saith unto him, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. They hated Caesar. They hated Roman rule, brothers and sisters. They hated it. But because they hated Jesus more, they went with the Roman rule. And notice what it says in verses 12 and 13. And that was actually verse 15. But let me read verses 12 and 13. And from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And everybody knew that if you said something that made Tiberius suspicious, he wiped you out. So watch this. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, what saying? That he might be accused of setting up a king to challenge Tiberius Caesar, you see. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you the Bible is true. What is our theme in Daniel 11? Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, I will do all my pleasure. My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God authenticates himself. And way back in Daniel 11, he told us all about the vileness of Tiberius Caesar and that Jesus would die during his reign. And it was prophesied hundreds and hundreds of years before it happened. That's why I believe the Bible. That's why I'm not going to go with the Quran. That's why I don't serve Buddha. That's why I don't serve Hare Krishna. Because they can't tell me at the beginning what's going to happen in the end with unerring accuracy, brothers and sisters. Now, it's so interesting because you have to realize the Jews had a misinterpretation. Even the Jews, remember back in the time between Malachi and Matthew, when one of their greatest enemies, the king our Antiochus Epiphanes, the general ruler. I forgot what he was, but he was ruling at the time, and he was taking from the Jews and trying to overthrow the Jewish nation. And the Maccabean family in the Jews, they rose up. They were robbers of the people. They weren't godly, but they knew how to fight. And they drove Antiochus Epiphanes out of their region. And so the Jews looked upon them as the hero. And even the Jews had a misunderstanding of Daniel 8:14. You see, they thought that the cleansing of the sanctuary was the removal of Antiochus Epiphanes from their region. And they believed that he was the abomination of desolation. And that wrong view is in evangelicals teach that today. The Jews teach it and evangelicals teach it today. But I'm going to show you from the Bible that it can't be right. Let me show you why. Because remember, they said that Antiochus Epiphanes was the abomination of desolation, and they said he was the vile one, and that the Jews under the Maccabees were cleansing the sanctuary and getting rid of the abomination of desolation. But this is what Jesus said in Matthew 24. When ye therefore shall see, what? Shall see, what? Shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Jesus debunked that Jewish false teaching. He debunked the false teaching that is still held by evangelicals, that the vile one was the abomination of desolation, which was on Antiochus Epiphanes, which the Jewish Maccabean uprising overthrew and cleansed the sanctuary. They are wrong. Jesus said it was future, brothers and sisters. It is future. From that, it was future, brothers and sisters. And we knew that it was relating to Rome. And it's not the only time that the abomination of desolation stands in the holy place. But in Rome, in AD 70, the Roman army came and they brought their flags and standards and other things inside of the holy territory of Judaism, supposed holy territory of Judaism. And it was once holy. Jesus called the holy place because it was once holy. They had by that time killed the Savior. He said, I'm gone. But that's what he was saying. He hadn't gone yet when he said, when you see them standing in the holy place. He said, let him that is in Judea flee to the mountains. The first time before AD 70, or at least before the final thing that happened in AD 70, the final destruction of Jerusalem, it's almost like the Romans had surrounded Jerusalem. They saw a ghost, so to speak. They just ran. The Jews thought that was their victory from God. So they left persecuting the Christians, and they went after the Romans. And then the Christians remembered what Jesus had said. When you see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place, then if you're in Judea, flee to the mountains. So they were able to escape because their persecutors had run after the Romans. So they got out of the city and went toward the mountains. When the Jews came back with all the spoil and happiness, thinking God had delivered them, God had delivered his people from them, okay? They got mad because, man, the Jews escaped. I'm sorry, the Christians escaped, okay? But then the Romans came back, and brothers and sisters, it destroyed Jerusalem, just as the Bible says so. He said, when you see the abomination of desolation stand in the holy place, let him which is in Judea flee to the mountains. The Bible speaks of woe unto them that are in Judea or Jerusalem at that time. And it was destroyed as the Bible says it was. So the Bible speaks of this man, Tiberius. It says that he would be ruling at the time of Christ. It says he was a vile man. And he would not get the honor of the kingdom. All of these prophecies fit Tiberius Caesar. He was a vile man. He was so vile that Pilate was scared to death to do the right thing. And therefore, he gave Jesus up to be crucified. Oh, my brothers and sisters, God is so good to teach us these things. We'll be picking it up tomorrow with verse 23 of this wonderful chapter. And I want to say this. Democrats will do anything they can. I'm talking about the higher politicians to remove someone that gets in their way. Republicans will do anything they can, some of the higher politicians, to get rid of anybody that gets in their way. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're watching on the news every day. That's the spirit of Satan. That was the spirit of Tiberius, friend. If you crossed him, he got rid of you. You know, the Democrats want to make sure that Trump doesn't get in office. Trump wants to supposedly get rid of anybody. He got rid of anybody that he could get rid of that was standing in his way. Brothers and sisters, that's not the spirit of Christ, okay? So I'm just here to tell you that if we're going to be like Jesus, we've got to rise above politics. You've got to rise above racism. You've got to rise above all the petty stuff that people fight against, all this competition. We've got to be like Jesus, brothers and sisters. We have to be humble. We have to be teachable. We have to let the Lord lead and guide. God is looking for an army of workers who will teach the truth and who will, in that truth teaching, be able to reach the world, friends, as medical missionaries. And God has called Torso Ministry to help train such an army. And we're going to be faithful in this, brothers and sisters. You pray for us. But you're part of that movement. You're part of that package. We all must work together to finish this work, to tell others about Jesus and show them the love of Jesus through the medical missionary work. May God bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. At this time, we'll close out with prayer. And then we will have our Torso song, and I'll go ahead and get that queued up because I didn't actually get that queued up before. And I pray that you are blessed as we are in a 7-day fast. This is our fall fast this week, and we pray that you're being blessed during this fast. This is actually, we started Sunday, so this is actually day 2. Amen. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, Father, be with us as we close out and transition to wellness, where we will hear about bone cancer connected or associated with fluoride. We ask that you would bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mesa. Hudson, Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to So-So, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. Disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We're going to hear from Sister Lenny on the subject is bone cancer linked to fluoride. I'm not, oh, you know what? I think I see her twice. Okay, hold on. Sister Lenny, you there?
Good morning, I'm here.
Okay.
My phone went dead. It's back on now.
Okay. So proud.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Bone cancer linked to fluoride. Very preliminary data from recent health studies on fluoride indicate that fluoride may be a carcinogen. A carcinogen is a chemical that turns body tissue and triggers cancer. More than 6 out of 10 public water suppliers routinely add fluoride to drinking water in a campaign to cut tooth decay. Many of them have been fluoridating water since the 1940s. In addition, most toothpaste contain added fluorides, and dentists across the country routinely prescribe fluoride supplements for pregnant women and many children. The fluoridation campaign, despite outcries from various groups in the 1940s and 1950s, has gained wide medical and public acceptance. In recent months, the Environmental Protection Agency has come under criticism for seeming to ignore some studies that show disturbing links between fluoridated water and increased cancer rates. For example, in the late 1970s, a scientific study showed that cities with fluoridated water supplies had a 5% increase in cancer rates. Other studies have been less clear. Fluoride is a compound made from the gaseous element fluorine. It's a chemical cousin to chlorine, which is used in most public water supplies to kill bacteria in the water. Fluoride gets into and chemically bonds with teeth and bones. It seems to strengthen teeth and make them less vulnerable to decay. Its reputation for fighting tooth decay has been the main justification for adding the chemical to more than half the nation's waters. So far, the strongest evidence linking fluoride to bone cancer is in men. There are lots of fluoride in our foods, in our drink, in toothpaste, in mouth rinses. Some fruits and veggies have lots of fluoride in them. Let's always think organic as much as we can, and fresh foods and non-GMOs, okay? Also, over-the-counter items have fluoride in them. Some of the symptoms that you have too much fluoride in your system is abdominal pain, abnormal taste like salty or soapy, diarrhea, eye irritations, headaches, irregular or slow heartbeat. Fluoride is excreted through the kidneys, but whatever is left accumulates in the bones and damages the endocrine system. Thank you so much. Today, the health segment is coming from Proven Home Remedies and Natural Healing Secrets. May God be with you today. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's sharing and caring time. We'll start with Facebook as we do our roll call. We have Sister Vicki from Georgia saying good morning to all of us. And we've got Sister Angela from South Carolina. Sister Gloria saying good morning to us from Virginia. Brother Peyton saying happy Monday to us from North Carolina. We've got Brother Charles and Jabilio. I'm not sure where that individual is from. And Brother Brian from the great country of Kenya in Africa. On the call, we have represented Ohio. Ohio again. Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Maryland. We have Delaware, 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 and Delaware again. We actually have New Jersey. We have Oklahoma. And we have Iowa, Michigan, and Georgia. Thank you all for joining us. And think about somebody in your life that you might want to invite to, that might be an early riser, to these messages. And if not, invite them to listen to playbacks of them so that we can share this message with many others. So been a great, that was a great health message regarding the carcinogenic effects or results of having fluoride in our diet or in our toothpaste, brothers and sisters. So we want to try to do something different, something better. I use horsetail extract powder, and it helps to build bone and strengthen enamel. Appreciate that message from Sister Lenny. The phone lines are open. Just press *6, and we've got Sister Leilani on the line. And if anyone else, we got plenty of time, go ahead and press *6 at this time. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Good morning. I'm so grateful that I'm in my right mind, and grateful that I'm in my new apartment, and God, everything together, that everything fell in place, and it took just a couple of hours to move, and I'm just so excited. I was able to crack my window.
Okay, you're moving around a little bit. We're not hearing everything, so would you repeat that last sentence, please?
I was able to crack my window open last night and let the fresh air in, and I slept really well. And
amen.
I'm just so happy to be here and be on the line. And my fasting went well yesterday. I've been just having two meals a day and drinking more water, and I feel great. Thank you.
That's wonderful. Praise God.
Starting my devotion.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We were praying for you that the Lord would give you a successful move and sustain you and bless you. So we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else want to share anything, please feel free. Press *6. We'd love to hear from you. We have 22 minutes to the top of the hour if anyone wants to share anything.
Pastor, I would like to share something.
Sure.
I had an uncle that passed away. We funeralized him on Saturday. And I had a brother-in-law pass away yesterday. He lived in California. But good news is that my sister that we prayed for yesterday pertaining to her trying to get new employment, she was hired yesterday, and they did not ask her for any vaccination. They didn't ask her for anything but, you know, her resume and her experience and all of that. So I really praise God for that, and they just seem to love her. So my sister, she takes care of children, so they didn't feel that she needed to be vaccinated. They haven't been vaccinated themselves, so it was just where God for her, and continue to pray for our family. My uncle who passed away and was funeralized, he was not my biological uncle, but he was a very good friend of my parents. And we always called him uncle, so, and his wife was aunt. So, you know, just remember us in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. And we are sorry for your loss. You know, in this day and age, some of our closest people to us may not be biological these days. That's why we call each other brothers and sisters. Amen. But we thank you for sharing that, Sister Lenny, and we're keeping you all in prayer. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? Please press *6 at this time. We'd love to hear from you. All right, we got Sister Desiree on the line. Good morning, Sister Desiree. Morning, Sister Desiree.
Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on. Good morning. Just wanted to say, yes, I started and joined in as well with the fast, and I believe it was definitely a start, a great success, and I pray to do better. And I want to say thank God for the successful move of Sister Leilani, And congratulations to Lenny's sister getting employment and all the many blessings. I pray and ask God that that we don't even know that are on their way with all those on the line and their prayer requests according to his will.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We're keeping you in prayer on your way to work.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. We got two more on the call. I believe we now have Mother Winston. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. I want to thank you for the message today. I was truly blessed by it. But I have a question. Distilled water, is it better to drink distilled water rather than purified water? Since it, distilled water doesn't have the chlorine in it. And I was wondering if that's what we should be drinking instead of the purified water, or drinking water, or spring water.
So to answer the question this way, I would say that you definitely don't want any water that has fluorine in it, okay, industrial fluorine and chlorine and that type of thing in it. So if you're purifying it yourself and your purification system does not remove the fluoride, then you definitely don't want to drink that. Now, when it comes to true spring water, true distilled water, drinking water, if it doesn't have those chemicals in it and it's purified, we don't really have a strong emphasis. However, sometimes, like as a remedy, for example, we might use distilled water as a remedy. If we're telling a person to drink a lot of distilled water, it's a remedy for hypertension. But as a general rule, you know, we don't really have a strong belief that, you know, a person can't drink other waters. Now, you got specialized waters, certain things like that have some alkalinity in them, special alkalinity. Those are specialized waters. Generally, you have to purchase those. But to answer your question, I would have no problem drinking spring water. I would have no problem drinking distilled water. And if the purified water didn't have chemicals in it, I wouldn't have a problem with that either.
Okay, thank you. Well,
you too. God bless you. All right. I believe, I may be wrong, but I believe this is our dear brother Walking John. Is that correct?
Now, you know that's the truth.
Amen.
Let me tell you, let me make it quick, because I'll be talking to you probably in a few weeks, you know,
okay,
as far as sending a donation to the SDA. But let me just get this to you. Yesterday is Veterans Day. I want to call some of you as veterans. And so this friend of mine, I mean, this is amazing. I mean, it just took me right off guard. I needed a microwave. Because I have the food, you know, I'm trying to put them in the oven and heat them up in the oven. But the microwave I had before lasted 11 years. So anyway, I'm with this friend, and so we pull up to the store. And, you know, there are times, you know, you don't always agree with, you know, the person that you're with. And so I was just probably ready to say, this is it. So I pulled up, she takes me to my apartment. And I said, you know, she asked for a card. I wonder what you want to do with a card. Here, Brother Fleming, here she blessed me with a 0.9 cubic foot, 900-watt microwave oven. I was floored. Yeah, see, that the Lord knows what's in your heart and what you need. He'll touch someone's heart to bless you. And I had no idea. I had no idea. I've been on this person for years that they would even spend a dime my way, but a big 0.9 cubic foot, 900 watt microwave oven. I am just as happy as I can be, and of course I enjoy the broadcast. I try to get it every day, except sometimes on Sundays. But I'm just so thankful, and I enjoyed your message today. But I am just overwhelmed about my new microwave. The Lord, He knows what you need, and He'll touch. You never know whose heart He might touch. So get ready. You are going to get that what you need. $1,500 for a camera, something like that. You said you need something for the studio. Yeah. Well, anyway, you'll be receiving some shortly. And so I just want to, you know, thank God the Lord for you and for the SDA people and all those that on the broadcast. And I just want to say one thing. All that are listening, just remember, when faith speaks, God listens. That's all I want to tell you. So anyway, brother. Yeah, oh yeah. So God bless everybody. And keep on doing what you're doing, because this has really been a blessing to me and others worldwide. Okay, I have something special for you maybe next week. Well, okay, have a good day, and thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. All right, we're going to go to our dear Sister Wanda. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning, good morning. Thank the Lord. Man. Always praise God, praising God from whom all blessings flow. I do want to tell you, I just appreciate everyone as well. Appreciate Sister Lenny that do the messages, health messages in the morning. And, you know, her soft, kind, you know, gentle voice is just so inviting and refreshing and blessing. It's a blessing. So, yesterday I went out and I got some horsetail, but I got the vitamins. And then I heard you repeat it this morning and you said, Astrac powder, you know, for your teeth. So I got the wrong one. So I'm going to have to get that, though, because in this morning I'm so excited because I am a two-meal person naturally. So my plans was to do my juicing twice a day. I did it yesterday morning for our class, and then I went out and we were, you know, gone all day. So when I got back late in the evening, 5:30-ish or something like that, 5, and I'm like, you know, I'm not even hungry, and it's past the time that I normally would eat anyway. But I said, I'm good. I'm not going to force it. I don't have to say, well, you know, you're used to having something in your system. Just go ahead and make you another smoothie, because I had a juice that morning I was going to do for my second meal. But I missed out, and the Lord sustained me, and I just thank God. So I'm really looking forward to it. Thank y'all for the invite. Of us have an opportunity to share and bless our lives too. And our prayer requests, I'm praying for everybody's prayer requests. We may not know what they all are, but during this time of fasting and praying, that's what I want, you know, that's what it's all about, you know, fasting while helping the body, but also, like you always said, like the word says, some things come only by fasting and praying. So I'm praying for our prayer requests as well as the endurance of this fast, and that God will be praised in our lives. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else want to share anything? Just press *6. We'd love to hear from you. I want to say that God has been good. We are going to be sharing more this weekend with the class. And then after the class, we'll be able to share more with the general public, if I can use that term. But, you know, the Lord is good, and he is directing our ministry to help train people as medical missionaries. And that requires a lot. It requires equipment. It requires different things. And so the Lord is opening doors, and he's blessing, and we thank God. So we're going to go to Sister Donna at this time. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Morning. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I heard you make a remark about chemicals and purified water. And I wanted to know, would that be the chemical that for the actual purification, or no? Or are there
would you repeat that question? That last question. Repeat that last question, please.
Would the chemicals serve as the purification, or are they like unneeded chemicals like fluoride?
You know, Sister Donna, I'm going to be honest with you. You're kind of muffled a little bit, but you're asking a question about the chemicals. We can hear that, and you're talking about the purified water. Go ahead.
I just want to know, are they dangerous?
Are you saying are chemicals dangerous that purify the water?
What the chemicals that you spoke about in purified water that cause you not to to suggest them for your client?
Oh, the chemicals I was talking about was chlorine and fluoride. I was talking about the chemicals that you would find in tap water.
Also, there's no chlorine or fluoride in purified water?
Well, what I'm saying is if the purified water is purified of those things, then it's okay to drink. But if it's not, you know, in other words, some people may have a purification system in their home and it may get bacteria out, it may get some viruses out, but it may not get out the chlorine and fluoride. So what I was saying basically to Mother Winston was you need to know what is being purified out, because some people drink purified water, but they're purifying it themselves in their home with some kind of system, but it may not necessarily get out the chlorine and fluoride.
Oh, okay. So purified water that you buy in the store is fine.
You know, I'm not going to say that I'm an expert at what that water contains and doesn't contain, but I would simply say that you want to make sure that the brand of water, if you buy it, that it doesn't have those chemicals in it.
Okay, well, I just wondered because I know people that drink it. I usually drink reverse osmosis water, I buy it, and I buy it, you know, not off the shelf, but through a processing, a reverse osmosis processing machine. And so I just wanted to know about that. I wanted to know about that because I know a lot of people that drink purified water. And I heard you say that you don't drink it. So, all right, thank you.
Well, I mean, if I'm going to the store and I have to choose between purified water, spring water, or distilled, I'm going to generally choose spring or distilled, just because those are definitely, you know, don't contain those items, like, you know, but purified water can have a broad term. So we just want to make sure that you do a little research on the brand or whatever, if you choose to drink purified water, to make sure those chemicals and things of that nature are removed.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sis. You're welcome. And it did clear up, so thank you. All right. We are at a point where there is no one else in the queue, so we will, at this time, go ahead and close out, and I'd like to ask my wife, friend Dream Dove, to take us to prayer at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for giving us this time to be able to have your word to be opened up and shared. We thank you for giving us the enlightenment of your spirit, and we pray that as we continue to study, that we will be more enlightened as your Holy Spirit continues to teach, instruct, giving us interpretation and understanding. We pray, Lord, that you will bless all of the petitions that have been already presented and have been asked. We thank you for Sister Liani, her having a successful move. And we thank you, Lord, that she's able to continue on this new transition of lifestyle with 2 meals per day, and we pray that you will continue to allow her to do her water intake as she has been instructed. We pray, Lord, that you will bless her efforts as she now will be able to meet new people, and may you use her as a credible witness for sharing the gospel. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Lenny sharing the success of her sister-in-law been able to gain employment. And we pray, Lord, that that would be a blessed opportunity for her. And we thank you for her sharing that there is a family uncle that had passed away, although not biological, but certainly is considered family by their standards. And we thank you that you are continuing to give them strength and encouragement during this time. We thank you, Lord, that Sister
Desiree has asked for prayer for her son. We want to continue to pray for his depression that was submitted to us a couple of days ago. We just want to keep him in prayer. And we also want to pray for her safe travels as she makes her descent on to work. And may you bless her day. We pray that you would be with Brother Walker. We thank you, Lord, for him and the wonderful gift of this microwave that was received. We thank you that you have a way of answering prayers and using others to be able to provide those answers to us. When we see how your hand of mercy and grace and love moves in the lives of others who do these things for us, we are just so grateful. We can truly say how wonderful our God is as he uses people who are willing to be used to be a blessing to others. We pray, Lord, that you would be with us during this fast, all who have decided to join. And we ask that you would bless each of us, grant us spiritual, mental, and physical healing. And we ask, Lord, that you will be with a case that will be presented on Friday. We ask that favor will be shown for both this husband and wife to be released so they can come back into your fold, fully working as missionaries and tending to their children. And we pray, Lord, that you will do all you can and their efforts of getting them released and then able to serve you. We ask that you will honor petitions that have been requested as you continue to work every case out in accordance with your perfect will. We thank you for being a God who hears us, a God who answers, and a God who knows all things from the beginning to the end. And everything we pray and ask is in our soon-to-come King, Jesus Christ's name. It is for his sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord.